I did an unusual for me presentation. So I have lots of scripture reading, so get your fingers ready, your Bibles ready. I'm going to be flipping pages here like crazy. And I also did an outline of what I'm going to talk about tonight. So first item I want to talk about is who is the Holy Spirit. I want to show images of the Holy Spirit. I have this collection of photographs and et cetera. I'll show you almost all of them I have. And then we want to talk about the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And then I like that bouncing. I like the bouncing there, receiving the Holy Spirit. I like that. So here we go. And I got all the scripture quotes up there, so what we do is ask everybody to kind of read a couple of these too as we go around. So who is the Holy Spirit? Well, we know the Trinity. There are three persons in the Trinity. Marge talked about God, the Father, the Creator, a couple weeks ago. And Irene talked about Jesus, our Savior. So tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Who is that Holy Spirit? So in the Catechism, the ones in yellow we're not going to read because most of them are pretty long. But if you want to use those as references, you'll find all about the Trinity in Catechism at 253 and 267. But one of them there, does anybody have a catechism with them? How about Frank? I see you grab yours. Can you go to 260? Number 260 and read that one for us.
The illuminate end of the whole divine economy is the entry of God's creatures into the perfect unity of the Blessed Trinity. But even now we are called to be a dwelling for the Most Holy Trinity. If a man loves me, says the Lord, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Thank you. So that Holy Spirit's dwelling in us, and we're making a home. The Catechism says we make a home for him. Third person. I don't know if anybody has the image of the Holy Spirit as a person. Catechism clearly tells us that there's three people, three persons in the Holy Trinity. Many of us relate to God the Father. We think of fathers, our humanness can relate to Father as a person. Jesus the Son, we can relate. But the Holy Spirit, that's kind of fuzzy. It's not really a person that you can relate to. Catechism clearly describes the person in 731, if you wanted to read all about that in there. The love between. I got a slide here we're going to show you here in a little bit. But God the Father loves us. God the Son loves us. And the Holy Spirit connects the three together. I think Frank talked about that in one of the early presentations that we had, the introductions to this whole program. And I thought that was really nice. It's a love between. So that's Catechism 733. Can you do that, Morris? Thank you.
God is love, and love is his first gift containing all others. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
There you go. We have Holy Spirit in the Dogmatic Constitution of Divine Revelation, chapter 3, section 11 and 12, tells you all about how the Word of God, how the Bible was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And also the Catechism 304. But let's go to Ephesians. Anybody go to Ephesians chapter 3? You ready? Good. Okay. Raise your hand if you're ready. Good. You got it.
When you read this, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. He was not made known to human beings in other generations as it is now. It is now given revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
So we have in Ephesians that St. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, and again describing the Spirit as the inspiration for that written word. How about anybody? 2 Peter, chapter 1.
We have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private purpose. 2 Peter 1:19-20
Okay.
The prophecy never came by the will of man, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
So, holy men spoke, and I think in the New American, we'll talk about right. Inspired by the Holy Spirit. We have many stories, so we have the written word. Inspired. All the writings of the Bible, the New and the Old Testament, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Then we have all these stories where the Holy Spirit's present. And anybody, Genesis?
Okay.
Trish.
The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being.
There you go. I know Marge mentioned there's son-in-law is an EMT.
Yeah.
I have a son who's an EMT, and they do CPR every now and then. So it just comes so vivid that God breathing into that clay, and so we have the Holy Spirit, breath of God. How about Joel 3? Okay.
For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them on account of my people, my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. They have cast lots for my people. I have given a boy as payment for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they may drink.
Okay.
Indeed, what have you to do with me?
How about, get the King James, how about yours
is Joel.
Mine's good news.
Joel.
The Lord says, at that time I will restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem. I'll gather all the nations and bring them to the valley of judgment. There I will judge them for all they have done to my people. They're scattered. They have scattered the Israelites into foreign countries and divided Israel, my land. They threw dice to decide who would get the captives. They sold boys and girls into slavery to pay for prostitutes and wine. What are you trying to do to me, Tyre, Sidon, and all of Philistia? Are you trying to pay me back for something? If you are, I will quickly pay you back. You've taken my silver and gold and carried my rich treasures into your temple.
Okay. Sounds very similar to Allison's. I must have a
I've got Joel 3.
Joel 3.
And this is the one I think you're looking for. Then afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even upon the servants and the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit. And I will work wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood at the coming of the day of the Lord, the great and terrible day. Then everyone shall be rescued who calls upon the name of the Lord. For on Mount Zion there shall be a remnant, as the Lord has said, and in Jerusalem survivors whom the Lord shall call.
Okay. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit was the one.
Joel 2:28.
Is that Joel 2 in your book?
It's Joel 3.
Yeah.
So now we see 22
ends with 27. So we have different different chapters.
Yeah. And that happens sometimes with translations.
You get like one or two verses different.
I think it's the same words, it's just split up into different
Right. It's broken.
What's your last chapter in Joel? Chapter 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have chapter 4.
We've got 4. But it looks like it's the same thing.
Right. So that's something when you're reading. I know we have a Bible study on Tuesday nights, and I think we all have a different Bible there. Well, Frank and Irene and I have the same, use the New American. The other people in the Bible study have different Bibles. And it's really interesting because sometimes we do run across this where it's just off a verse or it's numbered a little different. So it's the translator and the version that's used. Okay, how about Luke? Okay, go ahead, Mike.
And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God."
I always like Gabriel. It's our saint of radio broadcasting. And he makes messages. He announced the birth of Christ and for outpouring the Holy Spirit. How about Matthew? We're going to talk a little about Joseph here. Go ahead.
Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. It is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her."
So we have an announcement to Joseph also. Again, the Holy Spirit's certainly there. Let's say a baptism. We probably heard this story about it.
I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Yeah, so we've got water and fire, baptism by that Spirit. That's John proclaiming that. And then Mark 1, 9 through 11. Anybody? Go ahead, Paul.
It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased."
Okay, so you have that Spirit as Jesus comes out of the water. I'll show you some pictures later, too. Jesus' ministry starts in Luke 4:1.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil.
So has the Holy Spirit with water and fire, then is led into the desert to begin that ministry. Let's go to Isaiah. We're back to the Old Testament here, Isaiah 61. Let's see, I should have one too, shouldn't I? Isaiah 61, I'll read that one. "Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He sent me to bring glad tidings for the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God, to comfort all who mourn." This is one of the great prophet Isaiah. And I went back there because I'd like to have somebody read Luke also. Luke 4. Verses 18:22. Okay.
"The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord."
Okay.
Is that the 22?
22.
"Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, 'Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing.' And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, 'Isn't this the son of Joseph?'
right? You have to put Jesus' hands in the scroll in the temple, and he just reads it, you know, straightforward, and people are amazed. They're just amazed at how he knows the words, and then he just proclaims, this has been fulfilled today. How about Luke 24? I told you we're going to do a lot of scripture reading tonight. Irene? Luke 24.
I was busy checking my notes. All right.
Luke 24, 32.
Then they said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, the Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon. Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, peace be with you. But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, why are you troubled and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous with joy and were amazed, he asked them, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of baked fish and took it and ate it in front of them.
Okay. Good. So that's on the road to Emmaus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus' words burn in their hearts. Okay, Romans 8:11. If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Now we get into Acts. I'm going to read Acts a lot tonight. Anybody want to read that first, Acts 1, verse 8? Are you ready? Okay. Thank you.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
A lot of us know the story of Pentecost, it's Jesus predicting what's coming. I'm leaving you, but I'm going to send my spirit to you. So Acts 2:4. I'm sorry, 1-4.
When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And when they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim.
So Jesus predicts it and sends the Spirit, and they're filled with the Spirit. How about Acts 4, 29 through 31? Okay, Mark. Or Mike, either. Okay.
And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness, as you stretch forth your hand to heal and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness.
There you go. So those apostles who were scared, they're up in the upper room. Jesus tells them in advance, the Spirit's coming, the Spirit comes down, they're in the upper room, they have all this boldness, and they go out and proclaim the word right after them. So God is also with us today. He's in our hearts. He's forever in our hearts. Acts 2, 37, 41.
I'll try again.
Okay.
When the people heard this, they were deeply troubled and said to Peter and the other apostles, "What shall we do, brothers?" Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from his sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit. For God's promise was made to you and to your children and to all who are far away, all whom the Lord our God calls to himself." Peter made his appeal to them with many other words. He urged them, saying, "Save yourselves from the punishment coming on this wicked people." Many of them believed his message and were baptized, and about 3,000 people were added to the group that day.
I think in the New American it says you were baptized in the Spirit. Am I right? Who has New American, Frank? Are you in? Okay. Sorry. All right. You have that one?
There is.
The last 41.
41. Okay, 41 says, "Those who accepted his message were baptized and about 3,000
were baptized." Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay, same version. Okay, how about John 14, 15 through 29?
"If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows it. But you know it, because it remains with you and will be in you. It will not leave you orphans. It will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live in you. I live, and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then, what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe."
Romans 5, verse 5.
"Holy Spirit has been poured out on some."
You know that one?
"Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us."
So we have a little bit of who is the Holy Spirit. Let's see what I've got going here now. This was Mary Paul's painting, right? Mary Paul couldn't be here tonight. But I took a photograph of her, or a slide of her a painting she had. You know, this is that the Holy Spirit as the love between the Father, And I have a little hard time seeing the Father in this one, Irene.
You can see his face kissing Jesus.
He's kissing Jesus' forehead,
and
Jesus'
the
son,
the olive branch.
And then the dove combining the love together. So. And we have Jesus and John the Baptist. Jesus coming out of the water, and the dove coming down. The heavens opening up as the water is being poured. The stained glass, that Holy Spirit filling Jesus. These ones I couldn't blow up, and they're actually a little fuzzy this way too. One of these days I'll remember who these famous artists are. These are centuries old. Again, the same theme here, Jesus' baptism. Kind of like the fish in the water there. Now, I'm not sure. Is that any flames? I'm not sure about that. I don't know how they might just an accent or just my imagination there. There's a dove, another baptism. Can you see these, Frank? I'm sorry.
No, fine.
Locked in. The heavens open up, God, the angels. The angels are in almost every one of these. This one, kind of dark. I believe that Jordan is over here, maybe. And John Baptist has a cup. And then a bunch of Pentecost where the disciples are gathering at the room, and you see flames here, it's the stained glass, another one. You notice on these, Mary's in the middle of almost every one of these, by the way. There's some little flames coming down. Mary in the center again. Flames come from the dove. This is some flames over everybody's head. That dove is very iconic of some sort. Now, Mary's not in this one. I don't know why. And the dove, and it's like a host with the dove. Certainly, the flames again. The dove's just coming down. I don't see any flames in this one either. So, just starting the Pentecost here, maybe. Mary's certainly in the center. Again, the dove coming down. So, we've got the first set of questions. I got three or four breakout groups, or group discussions, small group discussions. If you guys could gather into groups, let's see. Maybe you guys together, so five over there. Maybe make one group in there, if you have two, right? I'm going to go pretty fast with these. So take about 5 minutes, and you can take whichever question you might have. You all have a great one if you want to. Who is the Holy Spirit to you? How do you believe in the Holy Spirit? And how is the Holy Spirit in your life?